And President Obama plans to travel to the Midwest on Sunday to survey the tornado damage. Today, he's in London, where he's delivering a speech to both chambers of the British Parliament. That's an honor usually reserved for British monarchs, and the White House is billing it as the centerpiece of his six-day European tour. Mr. Obama spent much of yesterday enjoying the hospitality of Queen Elizabeth, capped off with a state dinner last night at Buckingham Palace. Well, NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the president. Good morning, Scott.
Great to be with you.
So the president's actually speaking to Parliament right now. What has been his message so far?
That's right. You might be able to hear him in the background as we talk. His message is a combination of sort of ego stroking for Britain and the rest of Europe, as well as a bit of bill collecting. He's stressing the vital role that Europe has played in the past and that he hopes it will continue to play in global affairs. The president acknowledged that the international order is changing with the rise of countries like China, but Europe, he says, still has an indispensable part to play in promoting prosperity and stability around the world. We've seen that in the way the president has approached the situation in Libya, calling on NATO rather than the United States on its own to take the lead.
And I understand Libya also came up earlier today. President Obama was holding talks with British Prime Minister David Cameron. They held a joint news conference. Tell us about what happened there.
That's right. They talked about Libya as well as a range of other issues. And they both President Obama and the Prime Minister talked about keeping the pressure on Muammar Gaddafi. The question was raised whether the United States would be putting more military resources into that fight. But Mr. Obama said that having ruled out the use of American ground troops, now, there's not some secret weapon in America's arsenal that they can suddenly unleash on the Libyan leader.
Okay, and it sounds like we can't hear the president there. Go ahead, Scott.
The president also reiterated that while the UN resolution does not call for regime change in Libya, it's hard to see a future for the Libyan people in which Gaddafi would remain in power.
Now, another hot topic on his trip so far has been the subject of Israeli-Palestinian relations. Did that come up in the talks this morning?
It did. Prime Minister Cameron praised Mr. Obama for his approach to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in his Middle East speech last week. But Cameron ducked a question about what the U.K. would do should the issue of Palestinian statehood come before the U.N. later this year. The two leaders also talked about their joint efforts to reduce their deficits in the U.S. and the U.K. Of course, David Cameron's government has been more aggressive about cutting government spending than the Obama administration has been so far. But both men observed that the U.K. faces a different set of challenges than the U.S. In terms of the international bond market, since the pound is not a reserve currency like the dollar is. And they both said that each country has to approach its finances in its own way. Prime Minister Cameron also, I should say, expressed condolences to the president and to the people of the United States for the deadly tornadoes that have been something of a distraction for the president during this visit to Europe.
Absolutely, overshadowing this trip in some ways. Before we let you go, Scott, just quickly, can you give us the lowdown on that state dinner last night? It sounds like the president and Queen Elizabeth got along very well.
They really did. They had very kind words for each other over a toast at the state dinner. Mr. Obama talked about the Queen's long service to her country, saying it points out just how fleeting a term of a president or a prime minister may be. Queen Elizabeth has served over the terms of a dozen presidents. And we also heard from one of those unnamed palace spokesmen about the Queen's relationship to the Obamas. The spokesman said, "There is genuine, and I really mean this, genuine warmth between the two families."
All right. Thanks very much, Scott.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley updating us on the president's trip to Europe. The president is speaking out right now, addressing the parliament in London.